Welcome to the James River Church Podcast. You're about to hear another inspirational message from Pastor John Lindell. It's our prayer that this message is an encouragement and blessing to your life.
Thanks again for being a part of this. I wanted to share with you a scripture that is very appropriate for this time and this season in the life, not only of the church, but of the country itself. It's a psalm that has been called not only a battle hymn in some ways, but a psalm for people facing disaster, facing difficult times. There have been hymns written off of this psalm. I think of Martin Luther, the great reformer. He was a German monk, and he wrote the hymn, "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God." And this psalm encouraged him and helped him. I'm just going to read it, make a few comments, and then we're going to pray again and worship. It reads like this: God is our refuge and strength.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. You know, it tells us right away, God is a personal God. He's there for you. When it talks about our, it's talking about the whole church, that the people of God, God is there for His people. And He is a refuge and strength, always ready to help in times of trouble.
Wow.
I love
so
that.
Great.
That He's ready to help. It's not like we're having to twist His arm. It's not that we're having to beg Him to help, but He wants to help us right now. He wants to help you right now, where you're at, whatever your need is, whatever you're facing. God wants to help. God wants to help Southwest Missouri right now.
Amen.
God wants to help people who are worried about the virus right now. God wants to strengthen our faith. God wants to encourage our heart. God wants to help us to know what to do and how to do it. He is a present help in time of trouble. Then it goes on and says, so we will not fear.
That's right.
If we could only know how much God wants to help us and how close He is to us, we'd say, God's got this. That God has this thing totally under control, and He's going to take care of us. We will not fear. And what it does then is the psalmist says, he paints the worst disasters you could think of to say, you don't have to be afraid in the worst situation you can think of. So he says, we don't have to fear when earthquakes come and when mountains crumble into the sea. So he's talking about a massive disaster, and he's saying, when that happens, you don't have to be afraid. We don't have to worry, because He's right there. If God is right there, it doesn't matter what's happening around us as long as God is right there with us. And so we don't have to worry about that. It says, let the oceans roar and foam. Let the mountains tremble as the waters surge. He said, bring it on. That's what the psalmist is saying. Let disaster come. Come on. You can't hurt me because God is right here with me. And that's just such a great thought, that it's not just like, Lord, don't ever let anything bad happen. In fact, the psalmist is saying, God is so powerful, so close to us, so ready to help us that bring it on, because I'd like to see what He's going to do. I'd like to see the way He's going to work. Obviously, we don't welcome disaster. Yeah. What the psalmist though is saying is, we don't need to be afraid of it.
Yeah.
And then it says, Selah. And that is a Hebrew word that means stop and think about that. Stop and think about how close God is. Think how He's always there, how He wants to help, how we don't need to be afraid, even in the greatest disasters.
Amen.
It's good for us when you're reading the Bible and you come to that in the Psalms to just say, you know what, I'm going to stop and think about that. Think about it in our situation. We don't have to be afraid. We don't have to be fearful.
That's right.
We don't have to worry what's going to happen. What's going to happen to the economy?
Yeah.
What's going to happen? Maybe you're a business owner. Mm-hmm. And I realize that is, you're holding your breath. You're wondering what you're going to do. Listen, God's provision for you is greater than any economy. His provision is not dependent upon an economy.
So good. That's right. Yes,
you know, God's provision for us is not dependent upon good circumstances.
Yes.
God is able to provide no matter what. Then he goes on, and there's another stanza, and he says, a river brings joy to the city of our God, the sacred home of the Most High. The idea is the city's surrounded by the enemy, but they've got water. they've got a river coming through with the water. They've got fish, they've got supply. And it's the idea that in the middle of whatever your battle is, God's right in the middle and he's flowing through. He's bringing provision. He's bringing supply.
Refreshment.
That's good.
So great.
Man, I'm gonna let you preach this. And I don't mind that. That's just such a good, jump in anytime. You know, she writes my sermons, so she's like, no, what I meant to say was, I'm teasing there, but no, that's good. God dwells in that city. It cannot be destroyed.
Amen.
From the very break of day, God will protect it. You know, from the start of the day, from the beginning of whatever the situation is that wherever we find ourselves that we're dealing with, God from the get-go, from the beginning, he's there. He's there to protect you, to watch over you. It says the nations are in chaos and their kingdoms crumble. God's voice thunders and the earth melts. So armies can do what armies can do. Viruses can do what viruses can do, but God can do what only he can do. And when his voice thunders, isn't that exciting? We're praying his voice is gonna thunder in a big way.
Yes.
Now listen to this. The Lord of heaven's armies is here among us.
Wow.
The one translation says the God of angel armies.
Wow.
So the God of angel armies, he's here. His angels are here. His angels are watching over you. They're covering you. They're surrounding you. And he is there as well. The God of Israel is our fortress. So he's a castle. He's a defense for us. And then it says, Selah, stop and think about that again, that here's God who is near. Here's God flowing through, bringing refreshment, provision, presence in whatever it is that we're encountering. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
It's just so encouraging.
Yeah.
Listen, he's flowing through your home right now.
Praise God.
He's right there with you. And that's not just while we're having service, but it's going on. It'll be happening through the night. When you get up in the morning at the break of day, God's flowing through your situation.
Amen.
God is right there beside you, helping you. Then it says, come see the glorious works of the Lord. See how he brings destruction upon the earth. He causes wars to end throughout the earth. He breaks the bow, snaps the spear. He burns the shields with fire. In other words, it's a call for you and I to remember what God has done.
Mm-hmm.
God has answered prayer through the ages. That's the testimony of this book. That people throughout the generations have said, we were in trouble, we prayed, God helped us. And it's good for us to remember that. We're not the first society, we're not the first generation to face this kind of difficulty. We're not the first group of people to go through this. Other people have gone through it, and the record, the testimony of their life is, God helped us. God was there for us. And we have to stop and think about that and just say, boy, that's right.
Yes.
That is so true.
Yes.
And then what it says is this, be still and know that I'm God.
Hallelujah.
So that's almost a Selah in itself to say, wow, God, I'm gonna stop worrying.
Yes.
I'm gonna stop being anxious. I'm gonna stop, you know, letting, you know, saying, well, what if this, what if that, all these things that we can start, you know, hypothesizing or extrapolating, well, if this happened, this is gonna happen. What if they do this? What if they, we just need to stop.
Yes.
Or sometimes we get more worried, not about what we're doing, but what other, how come other people aren't doing this? Or how come they're doing, listen, trust in God. Be still. Mm-hmm. Know that he is God. Mm-hmm. He says, I will be honored by every nation. I'll be honored throughout the world. And then it makes this declaration again. The Lord of heaven's armies is with us. God is with you.
Yes.
He's with us. His angels are at work. And we can count on this, that God is working through this situation. You know, I've thought a lot from the beginning of all of this outbreak, and we know in all these things, Romans 8:28, God works together for the good. For those who love him and are called according to his purpose, that this thing has not caught God by surprise. And I'm not saying God caused it. I'm saying God can use it. He can take the bad things and bring good out of them. And that's what we're praying. That's what we're believing. And so be of good cheer. Be encouraged. God is close to you. He's near to you.
Amen.
He's a present help in time of trouble. In fact, we're putting that verse around the community on billboards.
That's awesome.
So
they need to mark it in their Bible and go back to it.
Yeah, so you're going to see it as you're driving around the community. You're going to see that as an encouraging word to people that God is close. We all need that reminder that God is close and that He's a God who helps us. Do you have anything that you're thinking about?
I'm just thinking, we just have to keep thinking on those things, and we have to still our minds with all the thoughts, like you said, and go back to the Word of God. Just keep going back. Just keep going back, because we all can get worked up. You and I can, if we don't guard our hearts and minds. And so that's what the Word of God does.
Exactly.
It helps calm us.
Another scripture that's been on my mind through all of this is Philippians chapter 4. Mm-hmm. Don't be anxious about anything, but pray about everything.
That's right.
Yeah.
Don't, instead of getting anxious, pray.
Amen.
Instead of getting worked up, pray. And then he promises this, God's peace, which you can't begin to understand how it works, but it does work, covers your heart and mind.
It's so
God gives peace.
Because that's what we're doing right now. We're praying together, and so that peace is going to come into each one of our homes.
It sure is. Yeah. It sure is. He's close to you. We're going to pray for you right now, and then we're going to go out with some worship, okay? Heavenly Father, I just thank you for the truth of your word. Lord, your word is not only true, it's powerful. And God, may the peace that your spirit intended when you caused Psalm 46 to be written, Lord, may it fill every home, may it touch every mind and cover every heart. I ask, oh God, that you'd strengthen everybody who's watching tonight. Lord, remind each one of us continually that you're a very present help in time of trouble, that you're right there, that you care for us, that you're personally involved in our lives. And God, that you, the God of angel armies, the Lord of hosts, that Lord, you're powerful, you're personal, and you are working in our lives. Lord, may your peace just fill our hearts and minds. May you empower us to share that peace with people around us. And may people be encouraged because of our conversation with them and because of our faith in you. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.